guess it was open.
And
we're back.
And it's great seeing Connor, a young man, bop into the Lovin' Spoonful. I love to educate him on classic rock. So, but hey, thank you again, everybody, for your patience. We had to call an audible and bring the show back to the studio, which is fine with me because, as we all know, this is the former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as Walk Radio Studios, right around the corner from Theodore Eumann's Park, where our Waukesha suffragette tradition lives and breathes. So again, our guests are Mary Jane Sanchez from Work Hub, and she has delivered some wonderful clients from the Motorsports Promotions. Jim Nauman, owner and president of Motorsports Promotions. His client, Tristan the Piston Swanson, 18-year-old racing phenom, prodigy. And before we forget, how do people get a hold of you, Jim? Mary Jane? Or Jim?
Well, I can be gotten hold of at motorsportspromotions.com. My email is motorsportspromotions1, just motorsportspromotions1@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get a hold of me. Go to the site, see what we're all about. You can see information about Tristan and several other drivers that we work with.
Sounds good.
And you can even go, if you're a business and you're interested in motorsports marketing, you can schedule a day at the races to see what motorsports marketing
gotta
is all
some
about.
Great sponsorship opportunities, especially since you mentioned you're expecting about $15,000-$20,000
this weekend
for the Father's Day 100.
Absolutely.
So that is fantastic. And Jim, I know you wanted to spend some time talking about big cars and small cars and educating our fan base on this.
Right. Well, one of our next projects is to bring families and children from the urban areas of Wisconsin that would not have an opportunity to even know or understand what motorsports is about. And as much as, you know, the drivers are celebrated, we see the pictures of them and we see the videos of them in Victory Circle and everything else, Tristan is well aware of, and I've been a part of what is behind the scenes. Motorsports is ultimately a very much a team sport. And so drivers, crew chiefs, spotters, you got promotional people, we got people who are running the track, running the concessions. There's all these things that go into motorsports. And so on July 17th at Slinger Super Speedway, right up the way here, Todd Thalen and his group are hosting what is called the Small Car Nationals. And you'll have Bandoleros and Legends and Bandit cars. There's going to be 5-6 different classes of cars. They're all small cars.
Okay.
They either run on things like Briggs & Stratton engines, Yamaha motorcycle engines, small four-cylinder automotive engines.
Sure.
And we will see people racing that day from age 8 all the way up to 80. But the Small Car Nationals does start exposing people at that young age to what racing is.
Fantastic.
And so we're looking to take people there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tristan is the perfect example of how you start at a very young age in quarter midgets and bandoleros and legends. And I'm going to let Tristan talk about that journey that he took to get to the super late model that he is today.
Yeah, let's hear. Tristan, you're on. Tristan the Piston.
Yeah, so again, as I stated earlier, like 4.5 years old was when I first got my first quarter midget, and I raced those all the way up till I was about 12-ish, 13. Mm-hmm. And by then, at that point, when I was in the range of about 9-8 years old, I got my first bandolero car as well, which was a huge deal for me because it was my first opportunities to get to travel more and race at these bigger tracks that a lot of these like people that I've always looked up to have raced at themselves. So it's very cool with those bandoleros in there. All they are is just these little Briggs & Stratton motors that they run on, and they go just as fast as legend cars and their motorcycle engines and some weight models too. Yeah, they go pretty quick. So when I was about 9 years old, I got that and raced that for about 3-4 years, traveling all across Midwest, racing at tons of different tracks, as like Dells Raceway Park, Jefferson Speedway, stuff like that, and Elko Speedway in my hometown. Then when I was about 12, I got my first legend car, which are these, which at that point they were 1200cc Yamaha motorcycle engines. Now they are Yamaha FZ09 engines, water-cooled motors, fuel-injected, straight out of motorcycles, so they're pretty quick. They're They're pretty fast. They race all around the country as well. So when I was 12, that's when I got that. So I raced those all the way up until about 2 years ago when I was 15. Getting to race at all these different tracks like Slinger and Dells, and then every once in a while we'd go to Las Vegas to race in Florida. As like what Jim said earlier, they race everywhere, and a lot of people you see now in motorsports, that's where their roots come from, is what they've raced at. You look at NASCAR champion Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, William Byron.
Yeah.
They all came from the same background, quarter midgets, bandos, to legend cars, going to late models. Up to that point, Aaron Marthaler with Marthaler.com and Marthaler Automotive, him and I got together and started coming up with ideas of what are our next steps to get to the next level. And so we sat down and we talked and we discussed on what certain ways we could do to get our name out there more and be able to race more and travel more.
Sure.
And so we started this legend car team about 2 years ago called Team 100, which is where I still am now. And,
and that's your number.
Yep. So number 100. We have developed it a lot over the past few years, especially last year. So our first year we started racing legend cars. All we did is we raced legend cars and we focused on it a lot. And our main goal was just to race as much as we can and get our name out there.
So, hey, real quick, because I know we have 4 minutes and I know we got to get you guys back to the track there at State Fair Park. We also have another member of your entourage here, a lovely young lady named Lauren. You don't have to talk about it, but Lauren wants race cars, but you're still part of the team because you're in love with the sport. But in addition to bringing younger people in, we're also talking about opportunities for women in car racing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about what yourself, you know, why you love car racing and why you think it's a great fit, not just for the guys.
Well, so I grew up in racing too. My dad's a race car driver, Dan Fredrickson. And when I was a kid, I was probably 8 years old, I started racing quarter midgets, and we did that just for a couple of years.
Sure.
And my sister, she's 7. She races quarter midgets now too. She's
fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I have a little brother who races too.
Yeah. That's really cool. So, and you know, same thing. If you grow up in a family, male or female, it doesn't matter. If you love to race, there's room for you, right? There's no, like, you know, you see these movies. Yeah, like Heart Like a Wheel, Shirley Cha-Cha Maldowney was kind of getting beat down every time she tried rising up for the mere fact that she was a woman, but she was just unstoppable. Have you run into much resistance or obstacles kind of in your journey in this car racing, or do you think it's kind of wide open for the ladies?
It's pretty wide open. I think that, I mean, you have to be determined. I don't, like...
Sure, like anything, know? Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure, but no real obstacles as, like, you may confront in other industries or organizations.
No, I don't think so.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. So, Mary Jane, what are we missing in the couple minutes we have left?
Well, I've been talking to some of the female race car drivers out there, and they are willing to mentor other girls or young women into the sport. They want to have a few more comrades out there racing. And back to our Future Wheels, this, moms and dads, just so you know, this is a sponsored organization. So don't think that money, if you're thinking that, you know, is prohibiting you going. You know, we are making a way for people to get in where we can help them along the way get the sponsors that they need.
Terrific.
But yes, I myself, being a female business owner, I've always known the struggles of doing it. But you just got to really, as Lauren mentioned, be determined.
Sure.
And pursue. Just keep, you know, persistence. That makes all the difference.
Sounds great. Terrific. So, great. Well, we have about 2 minutes. You know, Jim, what do you think? I mean, one, I really admire your work and admire your passion.
Thank you.
So,
I guess my last thing today is If you haven't been to a regional short track event, this is one of the best weekends to come out. There are five different classes of car. Super late models are certainly going to be the headliner. We're all going to be cheering for Tristan today.
Yeah.
We're looking for his first
Tristan,
win of
the Minnesota
season.
Piston.
That's right. But the Midwest Trucks are going to be there. The Mid-America Stock Car Series is going to be there. The Vintage Group is going to be there today. Come on out. See a whole
it's
bunch
be
of
a
great
full
racing
weekend.
This weekend.
Terrific.
Bring your fathers.
That's right. Bring your fathers. And if you're a Waukesha business looking for exposure today, Flow TV, NASCAR TV, we'll have Tristan on TV. You can get a hold of Mary Jane all afternoon. She knows how to get a hold of us and get
sounds
you on
great.
That car.
And Mary Jane's going to stick around so we can, you know,
so
we can get her contact
get
details
that's right.
and get you guys going. So, hey, we're going to let you guys get over to State Fair Park. Jim Nauman, Motorsports Promotions. Tristan, the Minnesota Piston Swanson, the 18-year-old phenom. And Lauren Fredrickson, race car team member and former driver. Thanks so much for stopping by, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Stick around this week, and Waukesha continues.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love it. Same here. We appreciate you.
In a world of steel and death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.